Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste. Or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Technology allows drones to deliver pizza. Here's mine now.
Approaching drop zone.
But to deliver powerful insights that are on target, you need more than technology. You need CDW to help transform and manage your IT environment with a Dell technology solution that lets you slice your data any way you want to accelerate innovation.
Delivering. Don't forget to tip.
Dell Technologies makes data-driven insights possible. CDW makes it powerful. Learn more at cdw.com/Dell Data Center.
Coming up, I just found a story about it. Another one of those virtue signaling celebrity scolds about the climate.
Yeah.
Who's been caught excessively fouling the atmosphere with greenhouse gases.
Another jet trip?
Well, there's more to it than that.
Tell
you about it in a minute.
All right. We'll also talk about the student loan forgiveness story. The White House press secretary was pressed by a Fox News reporter about who's going to pay for this. We think you'll enjoy the response. It's quite a dance. It's all coming up this hour. Every now and then, we get an email from a listener, and it touches us. All right, maybe not touches us, but gets us to think, all right, maybe this is worth talking about with all the listeners. And her name is Catherine, and her email goes as follows. Hello, my father passed away last June. We inherited his house. When we advised the tenants that we were going to sell the house and gave 60 days notice, they refused to leave, and they wanted $15,000 to leave. Refused that. Then they said they couldn't pay the rent due to the COVID restrictions. You know, that was allowing people, not that they, I don't know, we could find out if they had COVID, but it was suspending the requirement that you pay rent for a while. We're now a year later after my dad has died, and we still can't get them out. Now they want $40,000 to leave the house. The moratorium for evictions in LA County is extended to the end of the year. And I've heard it's likely it may be extended again. So we own a home, but we have no rights to it.
I am flabbergasted by this. Let's get Catherine on the air here.
Hi, John and Ken.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you so much for having me on the show. I really, really appreciate it.
Thank you for writing to us.
Have all our sympathy. This is ridiculous.
When was the lease set to expire?
Well, we've been on a month-to-month for a while. So, I mean, a month to month is basically the lease is up at the end of the month.
Yeah.
Before I get into this, though, I just want to kind of give a disclaimer to you and your listeners that I'm not representing any company, agency, employer, county, or city. I'm just a concerned citizen. that is going through a difficult situation with this housing situation with my brothers. And my brothers and myself, we're not like millionaire landowners that are making a living off rentals. This is our parents' home, and they worked very hard to buy it, to maintain it, to pay it off, so that when they passed away, they could pass it on to us to help us in our future. And John, you had mentioned, well, how come you can't sell it? And let me clarify that. We can sell it. It's on the market. But guess what? Who's going to buy a home where people are in it and they refuse to leave? And the and basically this new this COVID, what was it called, the COVID-19 tenant protection resolution, basically says that we don't have any rights to evict them.
Even
because it's called a no fault eviction, meaning a no fault eviction means that, you know, there's no problems. But before COVID, if you wanted to sell your home, you get 60-day notice, like you were saying, and you could sell your home, right? Now, you can't do that. And with these new resolutions, John and Ken, if the person is a nuisance in the home, you can't evict them. If there's unauthorized people in the home or unauthorized pets, you can't evict them. You're not allowed to.
So all the clauses in your lease have no power?
No.
There's no force of law to...
No.
So it's anything
because
goes.
Of this resolution.
They could violate all the terms of their lease.
This is in LA, and by the way, make it clear, you're in LA County somewhere.
This home is in LA County, correct?
I can read
to you: protection from eviction for no fault eviction reasons, nuisance, unauthorized occupants, or pets. And as of June 1st, 2022, now people who say like, "Hey, you know what? You know, I again have issues because of COVID, and they meet a certain income with, it says at or below 80% area medium income, and their income is in that level due to COVID reasons. Guess what? They don't have to pay rent.
What's their COVID reason?
And the self-certification letter that they turn into the landlord is basically, I looked at it. It's check boxes that you check to say,
it's
self-attesting, because
right.
of this.
All right.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, that's called self-attesting, right? I just say I have this.
Self-attesting is a great way
to
commit fraud.
Right.
Horrible set of legislators, supervisors we have to allow this abuse.
They want to protect the riffraff.
This is not protecting anybody. It's protecting criminals. These guys are
just to let you know. On this self-certification letter, it says on the bottom, towards the bottom, like, optional, you can provide proof, but it's optional. You don't have to prove that you have COVID-19. Right. You don't have to prove that you don't have, you know, the income.
Have you asked anybody in the legal community for any help with this?
Yes. They basically say, you know, there's really nothing that we can do. You can go to court, and you can try to go to court, but they're just going to say, you know, because of this resolution, there's nothing that we can do.
Who passed this thing?
The LA County Board of Supervisors, and I called them. That district that the house is under Hilda Solis. I called their office. I told them our situation. They said, okay, well, call the Department of Consumer Business Affairs. They may be able to mediate. I called them, and they say, you know what? Sorry, because of this resolution, the COVID-19 tenant protections resolution, we can't do anything.
About this money that they wanted.
Well, what happened was, you know, we had, they had the protection because the state had it last year until the end of the year. So they filed for that, like I said in my email, and they had protection for that until the end of March. Then as of April 1st, they had to start paying rent on their own, which they did, because they knew as of April 1st, if they didn't pay rent, we could evict them, right?
Right.
And so then... John and Ken, because we were so, me and my brothers were just like, oh my God, like we can't sell this home. It's our home. It's our family home that we grew up in. It's our home. We own it. We can't get these people out. So we're like, okay, well, we'll try to negotiate with them and get some kind of, maybe, okay, we have to pay them. Let's try to figure out a reasonable amount. Well, their attorney came back and said, okay, if you pay them $40,000, then they'll get out of the house in 60 days.
How many people are in there?
You know what? Even off the top of my head, I don't know. It's a family. I don't know how many exactly.
Well, what kind of family? What are their ages? Are there kids involved?
I don't know.
Are they working?
Did they leave the place a mess? Are they good tenants?
No, so this is the deal, right? This is the deal. So after my father passed away in June of last year, you know, and my brothers were like, okay, we're gonna go ahead and sell the house. But prior to that, when my mom died in 2011, my dad got super depressed. He got really ill. We had to put him in a care facility, and we needed money to pay for the care facility because, as you know, these facilities can be very, very expensive. So we rented out the house to these tenants, and they've been great. They've been great for all these years, like 10 years. They paid rent. They took care of the property. Not a problem. Then when we came to them and we said, hey, we're going to sell because this is our family home and we, you know, need to sell it. And, you know, my brother, by the way, who moved to Florida soon after my dad died, he moved there. A hurricane came, wiped out a big portion of his roof. The house is a total loss. He needs that money to help him. And we can't access that money. But these tenants have been great until we said, hey, you know what? We need to sell the house. Well, then we got a letter saying, well, we really love your house and it's in a great neighborhood and we can't find another house that's comparable to yours that we can afford to rent in the community. And then that's when we got hit with.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then
that's not your problem, John.
Are they working?
As far as I know, yeah.
Okay, so they don't have any kind of COVID issues, do they?
I don't know, John. I mean, I don't know what the reality is.
If they're all going to work and going to school or whatever they're doing, they don't have any COVID issues.
No, they just like what they got. The rental market's tight. The rental market's always tight and expensive. So have you raised the rent on them at all over the years?
We can only rent at a certain amount every year in LA County. You can, I think this year it was only, I think they actually froze it, but I think before that we could only raise it like 4%.
Yeah, do they owe you
any money? What's happened over the years is this house that we've rented, and we've tried to be kind and helpful, but because there's restrictions on that, we haven't really been able to raise it to the amount of money in the community.
You can't be kind and helpful to criminals. That's what these people are. I don't care how nice they seem to be. They're criminals.
Well, they're playing hardball, that's for sure.
Well, what they're doing is a scam. It's fraud.
They're taking advantage of the Board of Supervisors' weakness.
The idiots, Hilda Solis, is allowing these fraudsters to hold your house hostage when you and your family needs the money for your own issues, like your brother's housing situation. That's wrong and that's cruel. And Hilda Solis and the rest of these supervisors should not be enabling these criminals with this phony COVID provision. Well,
so just, let me tell you this. So in talking to other people about it, including my brother, you know, I'm thinking like, how can this happen, right? How can people that own their own home and be told you cannot evict people to sell your own home? Like, how is it the tenants have more rights than the people that own their own property?
It's because
and
of the politicians.
My brother about it,
because he was like.
No, he basically said, you know what? LA County has a bad homelessness problem. So guess what? If you tell everybody they can't evict people, they don't have as many people to deal with that are as homeless. And then people that own property and they can't, you know, they're not getting their money. They can't get these people out. So guess what's going to happen over time? These people are going to lose their property. Who's going to benefit from that? I don't know. Maybe banks, the city, the county, they're going to be able to have these properties to do what they want
There's something corrupt going on. Because none of these policies make any sense. I don't know who they benefit. There's something corrupt going on here.
I never ever imagined that I would be in this situation. I mean, I can't tell you how many times
alone.
My stomach is just sick. I'm sick at my stomach that this is happening.
All right, Catherine. Well, if we hear from anybody that can help you, we'll forward the information. But we really feel for you.
I want to just share really quickly that, you know, letting people know out there that you're not alone and to please contact the county supervisor that covers your district and complain. And the only way that we're going to make a difference in this situation is speak up and be heard over and over again. So please contact LA County Board of Supervisors. Can I give the phone number?
Yeah, go ahead.
Please,
213-974-4111. I'm hoping that some attorneys maybe hear this and we can start a class action lawsuit against LA County regarding this.
Yes.
It's just unbelievable. We live in a society now that tenants have more rights than we do.
It seems unconstitutional that you cannot sell your home after your tenant's lease has expired. That seems to be an abusive intrusion by the government on private property. And I just cannot believe there isn't a legal way out of this. You just need the right attorney.
All right, Catherine, thank you very much. We got to go, and we'll keep us posted on your end, too. And if we get anything,
Hey, you know what? Thanks so much, John and Ken. I really, really appreciate you allowing me to share my story.
Okay. That's listener Catherine. And quickly, again, It's a situation where they have a family house they want to sell, but the tenants will not leave. And thanks to LA County's tenant protections, especially due to COVID, which include eviction bans being extended, they can't get these people out of the house. More coming up.
John and Ken, I just got to say, that story infuriated me. One of our listeners, Catherine, wants to sell her family house. Dad died. They want to sell the house. Her brother needs the money. And they have tenants in there who run a month-to-month lease, and they refuse to leave. And they're claiming the COVID emergency protection that the idiot California Board of Supervisors gave them. Right. And I'm thinking, this is abusive government intrusion, and it's not helping anybody.
It's keeping them in the house because they want to stay there.
But they don't. Yes, I know.
They probably don't fall under the category of need. You're right.
But that is the flimsiest reason. It's not even a reason. What a person wants. I mean, most people would love to live in a 10,000 square foot mansion, right? Well, you can't go into somebody's mansion and squat there and then have the government protect you.
You touched on it, the mansion. You see, we're dealing with politicians on the Board of Supervisors who don't like private property ownership.
And all of
their decisions are in favor of tenants.
But this is incompatible with the real world, because that house represents a lot of money to that family.
They don't like private property ownership.
But the government would confiscate all the private property and then meet it out based on need. That's what I'm talking about, though. Private property is protected under the Constitution. It is. The government can't seize private property from you without compensating, even if they want to build a freeway.
Well, basically, they've done that here because these people are not free to do what they want with their private property. It's basically been seized.
Yes, they've basically seized it, and that's got to be unconstitutional. And they just need the right lawyer to take this to the right court.
I've gotten other emails from people in the same situation.
Because, first of all, there's no longer any emergency, right? Anybody can see that. There's no emergency. You are not protecting a bunch of poor, impoverished people here. It's a family where people are working. They're just doing this because they can. All right? It's cruel, actually. You got a legitimate family that is not wealthy. They are not, like she said, multi-million dollar wealthy apartment owners, you know, running slum dwellings. That's not the case here. One of the brothers needs the money because his own house got wrecked by a hurricane. So there's nobody getting protected here who deserves any protection. People getting punished do not deserve to be punished. They own the freaking house. There's no lease here that binds them. There's no emergency under COVID. There's no hardship that other family is suffering other than, well, we like the neighborhood. It's like, that's not the way it works.
And they got themselves a lawyer and responded, how about giving us $40,000 to leave?
And that's extortion.
Unbelievable.
That's extortion.
Yeah, that is extortion, right?
That's extortion. That's what the mafia does. And so there can't possibly be. We still are in America where the Constitution rules. We may have a bunch of communist socialists like Hilda Solis running and ruining things, but they can be fought back. I mean, oh, Jesus. If there's any attorney out here, if you could help this family out, just send us an email.
Yeah, and they probably don't have a lot of money to spend on attorneys either.
I know. We'll make you a hero, okay? You'll get $1 million worth of free publicity from us if you can do something for this family.
Yeah, because the big sticking point is the eviction ban. LA County is about the only one left in the state. The state eviction ban expired, but the county decided to extend it because, you know, we have so many people in need. They need protections from the evil landlords and property owners.
And Hilda Solis was just reelected in a blowout. This woman who is torturing this poor family who legally owns this house and has a legal right to sell it, and the people in the house don't even have a working lease anymore. And that's who Hilda Solis is protecting. She's not protecting the downtrodden here. She's not doing anything. But she's got this, you know, weird communist belief that the state will decide whether you can sell your house or not. You don't get to control it. That's nuts.
All right. When we come back, Fox News reporter, the correspondent for the White House for them is Peter Ducey. And yesterday he asked the White House press secretary, the spokeshole, a basic question. This $300 billion student loan forgiveness that Joe Biden just announced, who's paying for that? We think you'll enjoy her answer. That and more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
Hey, the Moist Line is with us tomorrow. Already, you can leave a message. Use the iHeartRadio app. That's the microphone icon. Or you can call the toll-free number 1-877-MOIST86. 1-877-664-7886. Big story yesterday was old Joe Biden's announcement that they're going to forgive a hell of a lot of student loans to the tune of what will be $300 billion. Up to $10,000 of loans will be forgiven. If you took a Pell Grant out, which was for lower-income people, they might even go to $20,000 in loan forgiveness.
And this is for people who are making up to $125,000 a year as a single, $250,000 combined as a married couple. You both could get $10,000 off your loans. These are not people. Again, this is similar to our discussion about the family who can't sell the home. Who's getting protected here? People who are already getting rich and are only going to get richer? I mean, if you're making $250,000 and you're young enough that you're still paying off your school loans, why do you need any government help? You don't. Your trajectory for earning money is great. You're already at 250. You have several decades to earn more money. You don't need $10,000. Why would you give $10,000 to people who don't need $10,000?
When they pass this ridiculously named inflation reduction bill, one of the things they said is, oh, we're going to reduce the deficit. But this, even if that's true, which it probably is not,
no, it's
this
not.
Dwarfs that. Well, this $300 billion.
They're compulsive liars.
Which brings us back to the White House spokeshole who was cornered by a Fox News reporter, well, Peter Doocy. He's basically what Jim Acosta was to Trump. He is always hounding the press secretary the way Acosta at CNN used to do the same thing.
But he's not, when Trump he's was not as rude as Acosta.
No, he's not. No, he's persistent, but he's not rude. So he's asking this Karine Jean-Pierre, well, who pays for this? Here's the exchange.
Here's the thing. What we are trying to do here, we are doing this responsibly. You heard directly from the president. This is something that is going to be important for middle-class Americans. When you think about 90% of the folks who are going to actually benefit from this are making $75,000 or less. And you think about what Republicans did just a couple of years ago. They signed off on a $2 trillion tax cut for the wealthy and did not provide any way to pay for that. And that, again, here's what we have done.
A lot about how much it might cost, it might not cost. Who is paying for this?
What we are saying is the work that this administration has done, the work that the Democrats in Congress has done, is actually there. And you see that the $1.7 trillion deficit deduction that you see is going to benefit
about?
Us in being able to do something for the middle class. This is about doing something for people who make less than $125,000, $1.7 trillion. That's what we've been able to do.
But when you forgive debt, you're not just disappearing debt. So who is paying for this?
And then I'll give you the second part. We lifted the pause, right? We're going to lift the pause at the end of this year, which is going to matter, right? Which is going to offset a lot of what we're doing as well.
$4 billion
that's going to go back into revenue back into this process of folks
when they resume
paying their college tuition. That matters as well. So we are doing this in a smart way.
All right, stop. Look, it's a load of horse crap. Biden and the Democrats are doing terribly, right? And there's a re-election coming up. He's trying to buy the votes of people who already would vote for him. But they're afraid they're not going to bother to show up. Most of these people, you know who's getting these breaks? A lot of people who work in the White House, a lot of the staffers who work for Congress and in the Senate, a lot of the people who went to work in the bureaucracy.
Yeah, that's actually what Nate Silver said on Twitter. The thing about student loan debt relief is that while other policies would be more economically progressive, It fairly efficiently redistributes well-being towards people in the Democratic coalition, youngish, middle-classish college grad school attendees.
That's right.
A very D group, referring to Democrat group.
Yeah, yeah. And they are the workforce in Washington, D.C.'s government. But you have 68% of the country that does not have a college degree. And that's middle class, blue collar, you know, the working class, lower classes.
Yeah, I thought that was a key Democratic group too, allegedly, right? They say they always represent the blue collars.
You are going to have to pay for this. Because the whole original question, which you may have forgotten because of this battling fool, is that who's paying for this? And Peter Ducey knows the answer. The answer is we're all going to pay for this. $2,000 a person. $300 billion is $2,000 per taxpayer. So I can't imagine a policy where middle-class, blue-collar, poor people have to fork over tax money to pay for people making six-figure salaries who have college degrees. Some of them are useful. Some of them aren't. The social justice equity degrees, you can only get a job. You can only get a job working at, you know, some woke university, but you'll get paid. But a lot of them are crap degrees. The ones that aren't crap degrees, you're going to sail. You're going to have the easiest time out of all of us. And it's just unconscionable. It's really awful and cruel. And I don't know. They ought to be punished for this. In November, they really ought to be punished for
hoping
this.
They turn out and help them hold on to Congress. That's exactly what it was done for.
I think,
although they've been pressed on this since Biden was running for president. In fact, in December of 2020, he said he didn't know if he could do this
because he can't. It's illegal, which is all separate.
And then
issue.
There's a crowd that wants everything. They want all student loans, no matter how small or large.
Because
I was just reading a column by a 61-year-old woman who wrote for Newsweek, who's refusing to pay her student loans and doesn't care about this debt relief. She will never pay them. She thinks it's all a corrupt industry.
It is a corrupt industry. It is.
That they prey on people.
And you should have figured it out and not borrowed all that money, because a lot of colleges sold you garbage degrees that are of no use in the real world. But you shouldn't have picked the garbage degree, and you shouldn't have borrowed the money. It's not my fault. Yes, you got screwed. Yes, the college system is corrupt. And the government backing these loans allowed the colleges, incentivized the colleges to keep raising tuition. And they have hired lots of administrators, many of them with their social justice equity degrees.
Is that a real degree?
Yes.
We used to just make fun of degrees that were like Roman history or Spanish art.
No, I actually read somebody's resume yesterday. And they had a equity and social justice degree.
You were reading somebody's resume?
Yes, I can't explain, but it's legitimate.
Okay.
All right, just believe me. And
are you looking to hire somebody with that degree?
No. It was just something online.
Oh, okay.
Had their whole educational background. And it's like, it's part of work. It was a woke world job.
Right.
And in woke world, you can get hired with these stupid degrees. And they are. They're absolutely worthless. But, you know, this person probably, you know, took out tens of thousands of dollars in loans to get the fake degree.
Right.
And got a job in woke world.
All right. We got more coming up after 4 o'clock. We'll talk to Alex Stone, ABC News for KFI, covering, of course, the big state story of the day. California's Air Resources Board did approve the plan to stop you from buying a gasoline-powered car if you're shopping for a new car, completely stop you by the year 2035. More coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
The Johnny Ken Show. It was back that time. Johnny Ken.
Johnny Ken Show, yeah.
Do we know him? I just want to mention one thing, and then you can do your story on a celebrity with, carbon emissions? Is that what it is?
Oh, yes.
They finally fired the head of the Uvalde, Texas School District Police, this Pete Arredondo. It's hard to believe it took 3 months. It was May 24th, the big shooting down there at that school in Uvalde that killed all those small children and a couple of teachers. I just want to read you one thing from his attorney. He did not show up. He's been on leave since then. I can't believe it just took this long to fire him. Chief Arredondo is a leader and a courageous officer who, with all the other law enforcement officers who responded to the scene, should be celebrated for the lives saved instead of vilified for those they couldn't reach in time. Wow.
Everybody just lies.
written by attorney George Hyde, who could not be he did not respond to a request for comment.
They just say the opposite.
Why, that's what lawyers do.
Why is that so prevalent? Yeah, but why is it accepted as normal? George Hyde ought to be disbarred for that statement. I mean, that's a ridiculous, terrible lie. And, well, boy, it really cruel to the parents of the kids who died, huh?
Yeah.
What lives were saved? Well, how come Arredondo can't just say, I froze, I choked? Just tell the truth. Or I was scared. I didn't want to get shot. That's what happened. He didn't want to get shot.
Now there's a move to fire all of the other officers who were there and did not do a thing to save those children.
That's the least they could do. They should put them all in prison.
All right, so who is this person that is violating?
Here we go.
Who's this fraud?
Prince Harry is constantly preaching and scolding people about the climate crisis. So here's what he was doing. Not too far away. He's got a $9 million private jet, and it was sitting at an airport in Santa Barbara.
Yeah, they live up there somewhere.
Yeah, and he was going to compete in a polo match in Aspen. So he shows up for his private jet, and the jet sat on the tarmac idling, blowing out greenhouse gases for a half an hour. They had to wait for his staff to arrive in a gas-guzzling SUV to drop off his polo kit.
A polo kit,
yes. Well, you have that mallet that you swing.
The mallet that you use when you're riding on the horse,
And you got to wear the silly helmet on your head.
Oh, that's right, that helmet.
They have a photo of him sitting with the silly helmet. So imagine this. He's got a jet that is blowing out exhaust for half an hour. And somebody drives up an SUV, and they bring a green bag, like a gym bag, right?
Yeah.
To bring the royal polo kit on the plane. And then he boarded the plane along with a friend of his, the polo star Nacho Figueres.
And don't follow polo. Don't know.
Yeah, don't.
Got anything, Eric Sklar? No? Okay. I'm checking out the Duke of Sports.
Duke of Sports doesn't know polo stars?
Not a chance.
And then did you ever see a polo match? It's kind of fun.
I have not. No.
I saw one.
In person, you did? Okay.
One person. They have a polo tournament once a year on the west side at Will Rogers State Park. They have polo field there.
Yeah.
That's the one with the sticks and the horses, right?
Yeah.
It is, yes. The mallets, they use. They kind of reach down and hit the ball.
And then all the horses go chasing the ball. It's just,
whatever it is.
It's ridiculous. Anyway, then they went off to Aspen.
And, well, Deborah Mark, this is all offset, is it not?
What do you mean?
Yeah, she says, what am I walking into?
Yeah, exactly.
Apparently, they adopted one of the beagles.
Oh, that's right. Actually, somebody did that story yesterday.
Yes. So, yes. John, the royal couple
Jennifer
adopted one
that.
Of those beagles that was rescued from the experiments back east.
Yeah, how cool is that?
So it's offset.
Yes.
Deborah Mark is giving them absolution.
Absolutely. I mean, there's only...
Yeah, I got her to go for that one. Well, she's excited they took a beagle in.
I was, because I haven't heard of anybody else adopting those poor beagles.
Oh, I heard that did pretty well. No, they didn't. I heard that the beagle adoption thing did well.
Oh, I've not gotten enough.
I don't have the story at the top of my head, but I thought that...
Oh, good.
Yeah, because beagles are... I mean, that's a breed. People love breeds.
Prince Harry's a human brick. I don't care if he adopted a beagle.
But it's a rescue beagle.
It is. It's
a beagle. John, from those, those evil Dr. Fauci experiments.
You guys are judges on some kind of moral court?
We're just happy
well,
that
you know,
beagle
carbon offset,
adopted.
Beagle offset. I was trying to...
A beagle offset? Oh, so he gets to run his jet for a half an hour because he adopted a beagle.
There you go. That's a new way of doing the math. All right,
I'm
coming
still
up
killing lantern flies to save the environment, though.
Yeah, if I could find some lantern flies.
I haven't seen them yet here, but I... Yeah.
Why don't you guys just go adopt a beagle and forget about the lantern flies for a while?
I would love to.
I want to save the environment by killing the lantern flies. They're going to eat everything.
Go offset, reset, whatever set, and get a beagle.
You know what, John? If they get here, we should do a show and bring all our listeners to go kill lantern flies.
Oh, yeah, We'll go run into the woods.
I'm going to call in sick that day.
And whip the wings off the flies.
Oh, God.
Right, give a prize to the listener with the most wings.
That's That's really cruel.
That may be
John.
A little over the top.
Yeah, that what? Is a little.
What?
That is over the top.
All right.
Evil well, John kicks right in.
I'm not going to work that day, so you'll have somebody
You guys
else
don't hear
in.
The worst
Man, let's
of
bring
it.
A wood chipper.
That's right. Oh. Yeah, we never did the wood chipper idea.
What was that?
Huh?
We had a wood chipper idea?
I did. Maybe I didn't tell
you. Yeah, I recall that. All right. Alex Stone is coming on next about this California Air Resources Board approving the rule to ban new gasoline-powered car sales in California completely by the year 2035.
John and Ken Show. Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
Let me just run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print? Or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
I'm Diosa.
And I'm Mala.
We are the creators of Locatora Radio, a radiophonic novela, which is a fancy way of saying
a podcast. Welcome to Locatora Radio Season 9.
Love at first listen.
This season, we're falling in love with podcasting all over again.
With new segments, correspondence, and a new sound.
Listen to Locatora Radio as part of the Michael Dura Podcast Network, available on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.